So we give praise to God, the man who died for man. So we give praise. So we give praise to God, the man who died for man.
So he could die for man because he became a man. That was the point. The becoming a man is the qualification for dying for men. That's the qualification.
Who died for man.
Oh, glory to God.
So we give praise to God.
We give praise to God, amen.
Who died for man.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You can have your seat. Thank you. Glory to God. That is awesome. We give praise to God, a man. That is awesome. Who died for man? As the fullness of revelation, like God yet. God, a man. He could die because he became.
Amen. He could die for man because what? He became a man. So that would mean the incarnation is not an event in itself. The incarnation is what I can call God was going somewhere to happen. Amen. God was going to the cross. But there is a place he must pass. The destination is redemption, is to make us a new creature. But there is a definite thing that must happen. There must be that fusion between deity and humanity. Amen. Praise God. This is the difference between what I call Christianity and every other thing you can call the religion in the world. Every other one says, well, this is the way to God. This is the way to God. I can show you the way to God. But Jesus never said this is the way to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I am the way. Hallelujah. If he stopped there, you can say maybe it's not better than some other religious leaders. But he said, I am also what? The truth. If that is all he said, then is he fine? But what was the third one? I am the life. Amen. Glory to God. Say it's not only the path, it is the destination. Say we come to God in Christ. That's why I say God was where? In Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. So in that God that became a man, we saw who the Father was. Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his character, of his person, right? And upholding what? All things by the word of his power. What are the all things he upheld by his power? Next verse. When he had by what? Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of our glory to God. Say he was born that he might be seated. Say today we fellowship with the glorified Christ. Say God is right now in his destination. Glory! Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is why we don't discuss the birth without the death and burial. Amen. If you only celebrate the birth, that is a Jesus that is still going to happen. Hallelujah. But our Jesus has happened already. Glory! 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 Amen. I told you it was not only man that was trying to enter his rest. Amen. Sorry for that, for the way I used that word carelessly. God too was trying to what? Enter his rest. Amen. Where is the rest of God? No, he told Solomon, he said, heaven is my throne. The heart is my footstool. What you think you are building for me? Hallelujah. But Paul came and told us your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I am the rest of God. Say, he has made his habitation in me. I love the way John 14. He that my father loves, he that loves my father, we love my father. And we will come to him and we will make our abode with him. Amen, amen. Say, God makes his abode with me. Se Olorun. O si leti mi. Hallelujah. Amen. Say God part from his house and sit down for my house. Hallelujah. Say I am at home with God. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory. This is the essence, eh? I love what I was saying something earlier. I said, just like those who sing Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the air, yes. Yes, you are saying something, but you are not saying the fullness. Hosanna is saying, oh Lord, save. I learned that from Pastor Jolai. I mean that, oh Lord, come and save. But we are not saying, God, come and save. That song is as valid as, let me say, some moments BC, right? It's valid BC. But right now, we don't say, come and save. We sing because he are saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hope your chicken will not be too cold at home, right? Because I love to sing one more song. Can you help me? Savior, he has moved the mountain.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
And he saved us very well. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Say, I'm saved very well.
I'm saved very well.
I am saved fully.
I'm saved fully.
I am saved eternally.
I'm saved eternally.
I am saved unconditionally. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Have your seat. Try to have your seat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, I'll just deal with an issue briefly, and I will be done with this. You know, I know you have had several write-offs on Facebook. Yes, Christmas is a pagan festival. This is that. Well, I'm not going to go deep into history today. I go into the Bible. Amen. I don't do history. Praise God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. We use days to our advantage, never to our disadvantage. To our advantage. I will tell you stuff. We use days to our advantage, never to our disadvantage. Are you there? Come on. Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holiday. The Greek word of judge there is the same krino. Let no man sentence you, examine you, let no man execute you. Let no man carry out a sentence or a damnation upon you because of your choice of respect of an holy day, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath day. Verse 17, want to go? Which are a what? Shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Please hold on, don't assume I'm saying what I'm not saying. Follow this brief sermon to the end. Thanks for those watching us live. We honor you too. Romans chapter 14 from verse 1. Romans 14. Read from 1 to 10. I don't spare you from reading the Bible. We read it together. I don't like telling you to go and read this at home. Well, I trust you, but just read it here. Amen. I'm not saying you will not read it, but let's read it together. Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Him that is weak in faith, receive ye, but not so doubtful disputation. I'm not saying we are weak in faith. Just follow the sermon to the end. Verse 2. For one believeth that he may what? Eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth what? Despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that what? Eateth. For God has received him. Amen. So what he's saying is there is no basis to condemn a Christian. 8 verse 1. There is therefore what? Now no condemnation for them who are in what? Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ set us free from the law of sin and death. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. 5 verse 1, therefore, being justified by what? By faith, we have peace with God. Are you with me? Are you with me? Romans 5 from verse 5, 6, 7, while we are yet now, Christ died for us, much more we shall be saved from wrath, because we have been justified already. See verse 4, can we take verse 4 of Romans 14 together? Want to go? Who art thou that judges another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be what? Holding up, for God is able to make him stand. Hallelujah. Say, I will be holding up. Say, God is able to make me stand. Now, this is not a scripture to say that don't correct a believer. No, he's talking in a specific context. He's talking about condemning a believer. See, even when we correct a believer, we don't condemn him. We don't tell him who he's not. Remember, Paul told those guys, he said, don't you know that your body are the temple of the Holy Ghost? He said, such were some of you. He said, but you have been washed, you have been sanctified, you have been justified by the Spirit of the Lord and in the name of Christ. So, we don't crino a believer. We don't sentence a believer. We don't judge a believer. See verse 5. Verse 5. Everybody want to go? One man estimates one day above another. Another estimates every day alike. Let every man be what? Fully persuaded in his own mind. Amen. Fully persuaded. That's what the Bible says. Let every man be fully persuaded. That would mean in anything, the Bible says, blessed is the man that condemns not himself in what he allows. That would mean in what you are doing, you ensure you don't see. There's just no basis. Hallelujah. He took away that condemnation. John 3:36 says, he that believeth on his son is not condemned. He is not condemned. John 3:18-16, God so loved the world, gave his beyond son, and those that believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But for God sent not his son into the world to what? Condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Say, he that believeth in his son is not condemned. Say, I can never be subject to condemnation. Say, things cannot condemn me. Say, things are not powerful enough to condemn me. So see, I'm reading, let's see verse 6. He that regarded the day, regarded it unto the law, and he that regarded not the day unto the Lord, he regarded not it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Are you with me? Verse 7, for none of us liveth to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or we die, we are the Lord's. Verse 9, want to go? For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. See, verse 10, but why dost thou judge thy brother? And why do thou set at not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the what? Judgment seat of Christ. Why is he saying that? He's saying, because we all the intention of the heart before Christ eventually, while you are doing what you are doing, will be what? It will be revealed. I love what Pastor Ananka corrected me a while ago. He said, I cannot actually speak for people's intention. You, that people's intention, like, it's only God that knows why people are doing what they are doing. Are you with me? So one key thing that will be judged before Christ is that intention. You did this, you did that. Why are you doing what you are doing? Praise God. So as long as we are here, we don't use things to condemn a believer. Amen? So you are there, you are celebrating Christmas. We believe the best of you, that you are doing it with the best of intentions. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. You are there, you say you are not doing it. We believe that you are not doing it with the best of intentions. Amen? But to say I am not doing it because of Nimrod, you are not serious. I will show you some stuff. So it is not the validity of the day that we should fight over. Whether a day is valid, the December 25 or not. Of course, this is even the Gregorian calendar, not even the Hebrew calendar that they were using long ago. Yes, we know our believers see, we know our calendar still bear, this is 2018 AD, right? After death, right? So I still don't understand why the whole world decided to be using Jesus' death as reference. That's a big thing, actually. Anyway, that's why Muslims too, they have their own different calendar, and they try to say, well, they are different. But well, the Bible says, see, there is enough witness to all the world that a man came, died, and rose again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is enough witness to all the world. Buddha died, and never used his death as 2018 AD, after Buddha's death. All of them, let me not mention names. I can mention names anyway, but anyway, let me not mention names. I don't have to. So everybody died, and they don't use their death as reference. But a man died, and see, today, when you're writing your day, you say today is 2018, what? AD, after death of who? Of your grandfather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say the death of Christ is a global event. It's for all men. And of course, how can he die if he was not born? Amen. So, whether it is his body of Nimrod, I care not. Jesus, for instance, think about it. Jesus was born where? In a manger, right? Was it the owner of the manger? Huh? It belongs to someone that made to goat and dress up. Okay. Also, where was Jesus buried when he died? Is it his tomb? Another one's tomb, maybe. So is it? So if you say he's someone and that is buried, can't we borrow the birthday of Nimrod to celebrate Jesus? At least Jesus brought the manger. He brought the tomb. Uh-huh. So if you say it's the birthday of the wizard of your village. Of Amadeus. Yes, we borrowed the birthday of Amadeus to celebrate Jesus. Glory! Ooh, hallelujah! Glory to God! What I'm simply saying is that there is no condemnation here. Amen! You can't point an accusing finger to a Christian. Say, because you are doing this, who are you? Amen! Who are you? The days are created for us, not us for the day. Amen! Glory to God! Are you with me? See, so let's just, we are not wrong if we borrow another man's birthday to celebrate him. Of course, a lot of people are even born in December 25. It's not only Nimrod or whatever you call him. but now, what should we think about? So briefly, I just go into some ideas of redemption. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have what dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So I have told you before that was a perfect man in the mind of God. Say perfect man. Say perfect man. Say the new creation. So if God will make all men new creatures, it will be true and by this perfect man. All God's dealings with man is through this man he created in his mind in Genesis 1:26-27. That was a perfect man. That was the exact replica of God. That is God himself. Amen. Are you with me? See Colossians 1:12. All God's dealings with man are through him alone. Through him alone. God, I can say this, God has never dealt with man outside Christ, either before in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. Are you with me? Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet and qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has what delivered us from the power, exousia of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14, in whom we have, say I have. Say, I have redemption through his blood. Say, I have the forgiveness of sin. The same way, if somebody you can say, hey, drop my phone, that is my phone. The same way you can say, I have redemption. Give me my redemption. Amen. If anybody tries to use strange exigencies against your salvation, that, well, you need to confess your sins according to their deluded interpretation of 1 John 1:9, say, hey, Mr. Man, give me my what? Forgiveness of sin. It's mine. Amen, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Say, I have redemption as a possession. Amen, amen, amen. Say, I lay claim to it. I use it. Amen, amen, amen. So it's something is there. Check your pocket. Check. Is it there? Check redemption. Is it there? Glory to God. Amen. Some people don't have pocket. Amen. Sadly, so your redemption is lost. Amen. So I'm not talking about physical pocket. It's there. Say it's there. Say if you don't see it, it's there. Hallelujah. Okay, where am I? I'm in verse 15. Now, see verse 15 right now. Who is the image? Who is the image? Don't forget, he was talking about Christ. Christ. So now said, in Christ we have redemption through his blood. 15 now said, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of what? Every creation, right? So we saw that firstborn in Genesis 1, 26, 27, right? So he was the firstborn. He was firstborn, we are in the mind of God. When you see scripture, he said that Jesus was born before the foundation of the world, everything, he was talking about in the word, mind of God, in his intention, in his plan. Amen? Praise God. He predestinated Christ in his plan. He was his plan. Say Christ. He is the plan of God. All this why? Okay. So for by him, while all things, look at me. While all things created that are in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. 17. And he's before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. And you see that? He said all things were created by him and for him. See, 18. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have what? Preeminence. Verse 19. Everybody want to go. For it has pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. See, all fullness dwells in the Son. Say, all God's dealing with man is Jesus based. Say, how God deals with Muslim is in Christ. Say, how God deals with his enemies, sorry, is in Christ. Sorry, enemies in quote, amen. No, I mean, no, that war with God is one sided. It's not God fighting, it's the men, it's men fighting it, amen. Sorry if you don't get what I'm saying, forget it, amen. Verse 20, and having made peace through the words, blood of his cross, again, his cross is suffering, cross there is suffering. Having made peace through the blood of his suffering, for him to what? Reconcile all things unto himself. But can you see that everything is himself, right? You want to redeem himself, you want to make a new creation himself, you want to create all this himself. Glory to God. So that's why we don't say, don't look for God. You see, remember that Matthew 11, 28, 29? He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are what, heavy laden, I will give you rest. Hallelujah. No one talks like that. He didn't say God. He didn't say go to God. He said, I will show you God. No. If you read the earlier verse, he said, no man has known the Father save the Son, and no one knows the Son. Sorry, it's the other way. No one knows the Son save the Father, and no one knows the Father save the Son, and whom to whomsoever the what? The Son will reveal, right? So for you to know the Father, the Son will afterwards reveal him to you. And I say, based on that, come unto me. All ye that was labor, heavy laden, looking for God, I will satisfy you. Hallelujah. I will satisfy your curiosity. Amen. You don't look for God, you will find him in Christ. Amen. That is why when you dishonor Christ, you will not find God. He that does not honor the Son, John chapter 5, has not honored the Father that has sent the Son. Come on. Where am I? Verse what? 21, right? So, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, now as he was reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you out holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Back to Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15. Sorry, I'm fast. Because I'm not sure that the cooler used to keep my chicken is original. It can get cold. Amen. Genesis 3:15. As if there's a chicken at all. 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall what? Bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So when man sinned, he will now require redemption. Don't forget, God first announced Christ as his plan, as his perfect image, as he has the new creation in chapter 1. So chapter 3, we now saw a man that deviated from that plan of God. A man that refused to enter to reach the destination of God. But see, in Acts 15, he said, I will put enmity. So although man has sinned, the perfect man is still God's answer. Can you see that? When man sinned, God does not have extra answer for man. Ooh, hallelujah. That's serious. That's why the same Jesus that is our redemption, he is the same one that we call the head of the new creation, the first begotten of the dead. Amen. When man sinned, God did not look for, okay, that Christ, so your own is to be the prototype, the firstborn of all creation. We have to look for another sacrifice for these people. It is the same being that will fill in the gap. Amen. So anything that man will require, where will God look to? Christ. Answer. Glory to God. Are you with me? So God will ensure that sin will not be the reason why man will enter destruction. Let me take that again. God ensure that sin will not be the reason why man will enter destruction. Even in sin, man will have a choice. That is why in redemption, the sinner found a way back. That is why he became a man to bear the sin of man. To bear the sin of man. The intention is for man to receive the new creation in Genesis chapter 1. But chapter 3, there was a deviation. Same Jesus was God's answer. Are you with me? Hebrews 2. So why did he become a man? To redeem the sinful man. To buy back man from destruction. To buy back the man going on his own way. To give him a way. To showcase the long suffering of God. To showcase the love of God. To showcase how far God is willing to go. To bring back the man going to destruction. That is why he became a man. How can he die if he was not born? See, Hebrews. Come on, be fast. Hebrews 2 verse 5. I'm already halfway. Just trust me. For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come. Wherefore we speak, but in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art what mindful of him, or the son of man that thou was did visit him? Verse 7, thou makest him a little lower than the what? Angels. The Greek word there is Elohim, but of course, context. That is just because of the Greek Hebrew issue. Context, if here is God, then verse 5-2 will be God. So it's not saying you made him a little lower than God. You can't be a little lower than God. You can't be comparing yourself with God. Are you with me? So this is comparing, this is talking about the humanity of who? Of Jesus. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and this set him over the work of thy hand. Thou put all things in subjection under his feet. How many things? All things, right? For in that he put all things in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. So that was the sin. The sin was that man that ought to dominate, according to Genesis 1:27, we didn't see it. It didn't happen. But see the solution. Verse 9. Who did we see? Come on, you are so dull. Come on, say we see Jesus. I'm not the one that said you should eat your breakfast before you come to church. There was no fasting today. Say, we see Jesus. Hallelujah. Who was made a little lower than the angels, right? For the what? Suffering of death. Don't forget, angels, they don't have a physical body. I mean, they can't. I don't call them immortal, but they don't. Their body is different. It's celestial. So, so that Jesus can die, he became a man. He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with what? Glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for how many men? Every man. Glory to God. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing us many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Verse 11, everybody want to go with joy. Yes. For both he that sanctified and we that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. Say, share in our humanity.
I thought if Christ is alive, if he's around today, after church service, he will go somewhere and have an ice cream. Praise God. Amen, amen. Amen. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, will I sing praise to thee. These were quotations. Verse 13, and again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children whom God has given me. 14, with joy, want to go. As children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Amen. Come on, I love the way Pastor Segu read this verse. Read it again, like check YouTube. You see that video there. Want to go? For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. That was to death. He might destroy him that had the power of death. That is what? The devil. Hallelujah. Say the works of the devil are destroyed. Say him that had the power of death is destroyed. Say the deceiver, the tempter, he has no power over me. I cannot be deceived away from my salvation. Say his power is deception. I'm already superior to deception. Glory to God. You cannot deceive a Christian from his salvation. It's too late. Oh, glory. Glory. You can't deceive. You can't. That is why head or tail, well, which are separated from the love of Christ. Nothing. Say nothing. So verse 15, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So he offered man a way out of bondage freely, legally and freely. He offered man a way out of bondage legally and freely. Micah 5 verse 2. Never saw this scripture like this too long. That was Pastor Jalen when he taught as if I forgot the name of that series. Yes, faith in the Son. Micah 5 verse 2. Work of the Savior. Are you there? Micah 5 2. Let's take care of the babies, no noise. One, two, let's read. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler of Israel, whose going forth have been from old, even from what? Everlasting. That's serious. You are saying a man will be born that has existed before creation, whose going forth has been from everlasting. So the man, he was saying, this man that is coming has been before creation. See Isaiah 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 verse 6. Be fast. Don't want to reach 12 o'clock here. For unto us a child is born, and unto us what? A son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called what? Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. What's next word? The Everlasting Father. That's serious. And the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. So prophecy said the coming one is God. But for him to be able to die, he must become a man. He will come as us. He will took our states. He took our states. John 8. See, write this down in your notes. I will explain inside our Jesus. God is the only one who have come to humanity outside humanity. He was the only introduction into humanity that was never humanity. Don't mind everybody, I've told you that in the days of Noah, there were some giants, that were angels sleeping with people. These are rubbish. Matthew 19 told you clearly, angels don't marry. No, they are given in marriage. Matthew 19 or Matthew 21, when he was talking to the Sadducees about the resurrection. You err greatly. Not blaming the scripture or the power of God. Okay, so John 8, 56. So he is the only one that is not part of humanity that was introduced into humanity. He was the only one in history. He was the only incarnation in history. John chapter 8, Verse 56. I've told you, when you meet Muslims, you explain redemption. You don't force it on them. You say, just take it. You explain. How do you say Jesus is the Son of God? You explain. He was God that became a man. So how can God become a man? Don't worry. Tell me, I will show you. Okay, see John chapter 8, verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. That is talking about redemption, about salvation. But now see, his deity right now. 57. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham. 58. Everybody want to go? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, yea, I am. Jesus. Just Christ said, yea, who are you? Okay. That's it. Just Akim Beshi, just proving that, before the day of Babylon, I was, yea, you are. Next thing is to carry Shia. Amen. Glory to God. So don't think if you're around, don't think you will be better. You know, even the disciples that day, you say, hey, Pastor, don't say it. Pastor, don't say that. Pastor, now I know where you are born. Huh? Peter is better than Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 1. He was the only one, not from us, that came with us, that came as us. John chapter 1, verse 1. Glory, glory, glory. Mimic me, right? In the beginning was the Word. Say, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
God help give our witness that twice this verse, like they scattered it, like they change it unintelligently. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, they now wrote in their notes, the Word was a God. They wrote in ample small g. Check the Greek. The same theos. So where do you see A? Are you with me? Those mischievous people. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Oh, yes. In him was life, and the life was the illumination, the light of men. Wow, glory. And that light shines even in darkness. Amen. And darkness cannot comprehend it. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anybody that I say, believe, I can go to this, tell him that when once light shines in darkness, darkness does not comprehend it. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Who shall lay a charge against God's elect? It is God that justified. Who is it that condemned? It is Christ that died. Hallelujah. Yea, rather is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Amen, amen. So, he said, light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. It's checkmate. Darkness is not powerful enough to extinguish the light. Amen, amen. Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same was came to bear witness for the light that came through men, witness of light that all men through him rather might believe. Verse 8, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness for that light. That was the true light that light every man which come into the world. That is illumination, that is he gave them, that is the message of redemption. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12, want to go? Yes. But as many as received him, to them gave he what? Power to become the sons of God, right? Even to them that what? Believe on his name. Amen. Of course, talking about the Old Testament guys, they received the authority when they received his testimony. Verse 13, who was born of what? Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, 1-2, go. Yes, sir. Word became flesh and was dwelt with us, and we bear the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of who? Grace, which is the truth. Hallelujah. Say grace, which is the truth. Say when you see Jesus, say in Christ, we see the Father of all grace. Say, that is the truth. See, verse 15, John bear witness of him and cried, this of whom I spake, saying, he that cometh after me is preferred before him, for he was before me. Wow. Although John was physically older than Jesus, he was Elizabeth conceived before Mary, if you check the analysis of Luke chapter 1. But what? He said, he was before me. Glory to God. Talking about his deity. Verse 16, 17, 1-2, go. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace, which is the truth, came by Jesus. Hallelujah. Sorry, that means the law is a lie. Amen. Glory. I say it, and I've said it. That's all. Amen. So he became a man. He was not God on earth. Don't forget, on earth, you saw him, he slept, right? He was hungry. When he was on earth, he was not God on earth. He was God. But he became a man. God does not go hungry. God does not sleep or slumber. Amen? He was God, but he became a man. Somebody will say, how? Tell him it's a miracle. And immediately you say it's a miracle, tell him again that miracles does not mean mysterious. That we say it's a miracle does not mean it's mysterious. No. It's just a miracle. Miracles does not mean it's unexplainable. Say we can explain miracle. But hold on, don't run away now. Listen to how to explain miracle. Say we can explain miracle. Say we can explain miracle. And what is the explanation? It's simple. The power of God. Don't get that. How do you explain miracle? It's the power of God. Luke 1:30. How are you saying God became a man? It's a miracle. Don't you believe miracle again? How does it happen? It's the power of God. Don't say I don't know. It is the power of God. Hallelujah. Say we are believers. We know power. Yeah, power is only power is power. It's just like you don't ask the bulldozer, how come you can pull down this house? But oh, bulldozer say, huh? Who else? Thank you. If I don't pull down the house, what else? Amen. If you are still seeing miracles as that means you are far from power. That means you have not comprehended that Ephesians 1:17-19 very well. You must not see miracles as No, it's not amen. Say it's our team.
Our team.
That's how you get, when you get used to working miracles very well, you will not see the incarnation as impossible. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. See John Luke 1:30, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Judah, Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35. Everybody want to go. And the angel answered and said unto thee, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called what? The Son of God. And now, see the explanation. 36. Want to go. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, right? And this is the sixth month which who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Amen. So did the angel explain how it will happen? Yes. How did he explain it? Miracle. He pointed Mary to a physical miracle. Say, see Elizabeth. This woman is old. Says this is the sixth month pregnancy in the woman that was called barren. So with God, for no word of God is without power. In the Greek. Amen. Praise God. Do you understand that? Say miracles are not mysterious. Say they can be explained. Say the explanation is power. That's power. Ability to do work, Abi. It's the ability. Like, you don't ask a nuclear bomb that, how come as far as you are, you can level up a whole city? You say, what is it? This is who I am. I am born to do this. Are you with me? You don't ask it that. How come you can? You don't ask a fish that, how come you can swim in water? Yeah. Are you okay? No, it's normal. Glory!
Glory!
So the incarnation is by the power of God. That's it. That's it. So he said that. So don't allow anybody to kick you into that camp of saying, and this, tell him is the power of God. Do you doubt the power of God? Can God become a man? It's not God. The question is why, which we have explained, that he might what? Die for man. So he can be a sacrifice. Are you with me? Are you with me? So Philippians 2 verse 5. The last scripture in the only way. Come on, let's do it again. Philippians 2 verse 5. So he identified with our state.
He came as us. Oh, glory to God. I pray God that the Defense Assembly will be so committed to sharing this message all around, Muslims all around. We teach them, we bring them to the reality of redemption. We bring them into this fraternity of God. We get them saved. We get them saved by the power of God, by diligently explaining the scripture. They will ask you that, God does not have a wife. How can you say he has a son?
They are right.
Firstly, the son does not mean what? Biological son. That is in the message I preach in Kaduna. It's on our website. It's not just, Christ and the center of it or something. It's there. That's the first thing. First thing, yeah, you are right. When we say Jesus is the son of God, we are not saying he's the biological son of God. Remember, is it theocratic nature? When I was discussing Oyos, Technos, and the rest, right? I said Jesus was never in any way. Go and check your Bible. Called the Techno of God. He was never called the boo-boo of God, the baby of God. Rather, he was called the Oyos of God. Meaning, all the inheritance of God is with him. So he was called son because all of God is only accessible in him. And the Bible calls him the first begotten of the Father. But you know you're also begotten, right? That is why people can get saved through you. You can bestow the things of God. Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Yes.
Glory to God. You can get men saved, for he has done a perfect work. So now, what I'm saying in essence is, tell them that yes, you are right. It's never about copulation. It's not about sexual between God and somebody. Then they have a son. He was called the son of God. It's a depiction to tell you that everything that God can give is available in this man. So how come everything of God will be available in the man? That would mean that man was God that became a man. How will God become a man? It's a miracle, brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're saying yes, and that's why I signed off. It's a miracle. You tell them, okay, you remember in our meeting yesterday, see the miracle that happened? Is that not, okay? Can science explain that? Yes, but it's the power of God. It's a miracle. Same way, God can become a man. Wow. Amen, amen. So we share the truth. We show love to men, right? By preaching the gospel, bringing men from darkness to light. We show love to men by preaching the gospel, bringing men from darkness to light. We show love to men. By preaching the gospel, come and sing. Just stay. Thank you. Just stay. Don't go. That Philippians 2. Oh, verse 5. During this time, you see some people, plenty of people, well, hearing right? Hearing stuff, which is very good. And we must do the same. What is the greatest expression of love? So when you read, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, I beg you,
Don't pick a motivation in that place for charity. Pick a motivation for what? Pushing the gospel. Don't say, God loved the world, he gave Jesus. Means I love the world, I give rice. Amen. Glory. We have scriptures for charity, for feeding the poor. We have respect the context of the Bible. Hallelujah. That one is strictly zoned to serving the lost. Don't turn it to feeding their belly. Amen. So this is in, of course, all of you know you have targets. Go out there, tell somebody. Glory. So let's read Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this man be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Hold on, please, in that verse 6, there's a way that is written that is no good, but later. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is what? Above every name. Hallelujah. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Amen. Of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God. Say he became as us. Say he became as us. Now, lastly, listen. Listen. We don't need any specific days to remind us of this. Hallelujah. You don't need December 25th. If December 25th is only what reminds you of the reality of your redemption, of the reality of the incarnation, of the love of God in the incarnation, if December 25th is what reminds you of it, then you are Cana. Are you with me? Then you are Cana. It is what we should fellowship with regularly. Amen? So when you see those who only relate with these events, December 25th, they now come to St. Carol, and after that, they are back to their condemnation mosaic sermons. Teach them right. That no, that love of Christ is not seasonal. Hallelujah. Say it's not seasonal. Say it's always. Say we live in reality. Say not in shadows. So you tell them to start living the Christian life. Oh. Say he was born so that he could die. Just pray in tongues, everybody. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues, come on, I'm done. Pray in tongues,
thank you, Father. Yala te koraza vana Deus sebios selede Tala mazati le razata Tala mazento male razevo le azet Bata dem bruise You are broken for us You died and rose Your victory is sure. Yeah. You are broken for us. You died and rose. In your victory is sure. Victory. Victory is sure. In you.
praying tongues, praying tongues, praying tongues. Praying tongues. Oh, glory to God. I am effective in sharing this message of redemption. I'm effective. I'm effective. I'm effective. I'm effective. In the name of Jesus, it will not be said of me that I'm the Christian that is ashamed of my reality. I am not ashamed of my reality. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. Come on, come on, come on. There is no shame here. There is no shame here. There is no shame here. Come on. There is no shame here. There is no shame here. There is no shame here. Malamo zetoli kezotete. Zetola segavila radada. No shame here. There is no shame here. We fellowship with reality. With reality. There is no shame here. There is no shame here. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. At the center of it all,
it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Come on, be on your feet. Let's sing together. Glory to God. Yeah.
Greet your neighbor right now in a different way. Not just Merry Christmas. Tell him, tell him, thank God you are saved. Thank God you are in ministry. Thank God that today you comprehend the meaning of Christmas. Thank you. Thank God that you are in ministry. Huh? Thank God you are in ministry. Thank God you know the essence of the birth of Christ. Just say it like that. Hallelujah. So you can now add Merry Christmas at the end. Your Merry Christmas is with understanding. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory. Just share some stuff. Thank you. Workers meeting just in the next 10 minutes. Thank you.